can either give up or you can get up, but it is going to be one of those. So you just need to choose what that's going to be. And I just changed the story in that moment. I changed the story I was telling myself, because up to that point, I was like, I can't do this.
Welcome to the Live Well, Be Bold podcast, a podcast on personal growth and self-expression. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I'm here to empower you to branch out and let go of fears. Every week, you'll get insight on how to be bold by simply bettering yourself in all aspects. Be bold by defining the path to your own life.
All right, welcome to another episode of Live Well, Be Bold. I am super excited to jump into this episode because I have an amazing guest speaker. I feel like I say that all the time, but I really am happy about the speaker that I have today because I actually found her through YouTube. I love watching TEDx talks. I hope to one day be on a TEDx stage. And so I loved Karen's story. And so today I have a guest named Karen Millsap. She is a mindset expert. She is a resilient person overall. And so I'm super excited to have her on the podcast. And I'm just going to go straight into it and have Karen introduce herself and say hello. Karen, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast.
I am happy to be here, Carla. You already know, we vibe all the time. We're on the same page. We have good conversation. Now we just get to share a little bit of that with the world. So,
right. Yeah, it's so funny because we've only chatted about maybe two times before the podcast, but one day we had like a 1 hour chat and it was like we've known each other for years.
That's so true.
But we've only met on Instagram and yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what do you want the world to know about who Karen is and what you do, who you are?
Yeah. So I don't know. Where do I even begin? I love people. And when I went through a really hard experience, the first thing I thought was, how can I use this to help others? And so when I lost my husband, I was 29, he was 33. And I will spare all of the crazy details, but in short, he was murdered. He was a CrossFit instructor and somebody walked in while he was teaching a class and shot him. And it was actually 7 years. His angelversary was last month. So it's been 7 years since we lost him. But through that experience, I got really clear on the type of mom that I wanted to be. So we had a 2-year-old son and he was my North Star in my healing journey. And so as I began to just take care of myself, you know, I really believe that we have to put our oxygen mask on first before we can help anybody else. And so as much as I wanted to be a good mom for him, I recognized like I can't be a good mom to him if I'm not taking care of myself first. And so those habits I started building in the midst of my grief and the fog and the chaos and, you know, just feeling overwhelmed with pain, they actually became a lifestyle. And so now I just share all of those different habits. I like to break down how we can harness the power of our mindset and just teach it to others, because the truth is we're all going through something, right? I mean, we're actually all going through something together right now with the global pandemic, but we're always going through something. And the way that we get through it is with a healthy and a resilient mindset.
Oh my God, you are literally so strong. I remember the first time I saw your story and I heard you speak and you were so strong and it almost felt like you had never really gone through such a pain. And it was just like you picked yourself back up. Like, how did you do that? Because that is such a huge loss, especially, you know, it almost seemed like you had a quote unquote, this like perfect life, right? Like, as a woman, as anyone, we want to start a family, we want to build ourselves up, our career, and suddenly, like, it was your best friend was gone. Like, how could you pick yourself up from something like that? Like, what was the first step that you took to get to a moment where you felt like you could pick yourself up again?
Yeah, honestly, it wasn't even it wasn't intentional, meaning I didn't see myself as, oh, I have to do this. This is what I'm going to do. It's going to be great. I can do like, it was not that at all. It was in one of my lowest moments when I was laying in bed, I was on antidepressants for a couple of days and I was a zombie. And my son, again, who was 2 at the time, he walked into my room and he was like, mommy, are you going to get up today? Are you going to eat? And in that moment, I had this, what I felt like was a God hug. And I just felt like God was just showing me, like, you have two choices here, girl. You can either give up or you can get up, but it is going to be one of those. So you just need to choose what that's going to be. And I just changed the story in that moment. I changed the story I was telling myself, because up to that point, I was like, I can't do this. Like, people thought I was strong, and I felt like that was actually an insult to my grief, because they would say that all the time, like, oh my gosh, you're so strong. And I'm like, I'm on autopilot. I've thought about, like, running my car through a house. Like, I don't know how I'm going to get through the day. I'm not sure if I showered. Like, I was so broken, but because people didn't see that outward expression of anger and sadness and misery, because I was bottling it all up inside, they would say, you're strong. When really I was devastated. I was so shattered. I just didn't. So when Caleb said that to me, I realized that my response to this situation was going to shape his life. So what was I telling myself? Yeah, it was hard, but I can get through this. Yeah, I may not have showered today, but I can shower in this moment. Like, I started to just shift all of those thoughts from what I was focusing on, which was pure negativity, hostility, you know, anger, bitterness, all of that. And rightfully so. Like, he literally was murdered. This is not, like, you know, a movie. This was my life. And so people, I think if I had broken down, if I did run my car through a house, if I did just give up on life, I honestly don't think anybody would have faulted me. They would be like, yep, because life is crazy. But as I was looking at that, I knew that that was going to create a ripple effect in my life. It was either going to be a ripple effect of, you know, just more negativity and hurt because I wasn't taking care of myself. So how was I going to be a good mom to my son? Or I was going to face it all, and then I was going to use it to grow. And so that moment when he said, you know, are you going to get up today? And when I saw those two paths, that was the very beginning of me just saying, it may not be a full day that I'm doing everything right, but if I can choose, like, one breath at a time, what I'm doing to be healthy and positive in this moment, or at least hopeful, maybe not positive, but at least be hopeful, then it, all those little steps started to build up to really incredible transformation.
Wow, that is powerful, because I love that you mentioned, you know, we have that choice. There's most of the times there are two choices, or at least a few, but we have a choice to decide, are we going to be happy today? Are we going to at least take that first step? And I think a lot of the times, you know, when we're going through something hard, people feel like you have to have it all together right away. You know, I have to be happy. But it almost seems like you're like, I'm choosing that, I'm accepting that I'm not okay, but I'm going to take that one little step to move forward.
Exactly. Exactly. It was kind of like in that moment, I had so many just, like, knowledge bombs that, you know, were revelations because I was facing the pain, right? A lot of times we want to suppress it. We don't want to go there. We think it's going to get the best of us, but you will grow and you will find your strength when you actually face those hard emotions. And so I remember one was, I kept thinking to myself, like, this is not okay. It's just not. It's not okay that this man made this decision. It's not okay that my son doesn't have his father. It is not okay. And so I was like, but I have to accept this, because if I keep living in, you know, what happened or what didn't happen or the what ifs or the whys, if I live in that space, then I'm not being present and I'm not choosing how I'm showing up in this moment. And so I thought to myself, okay, well, I have to accept this. But again, we think acceptance is like thinking that it's okay. That's not what it's saying. It's not saying that it's, what happened is okay. It's saying I'm acknowledging my starting point. So I accept where I am. I accept what has happened. And I am looking at where I am today and choosing how I move forward. And so to your point, it's like we may struggle through that hardship or that unfair circumstance, and that is okay, but it's how you move forward from this starting point, from accepting what has happened, that's going to change the rest of your life.
I think it's so important to know that we are the ones who almost have to be our own rock, because it could get frustrating to take it back to when you said people expected you almost to be like okay in a way, like, you're strong, Karen, right? And it's just like you want to almost shout out, no, I'm not strong, stop saying that, like, it's an insult. Because I know for a fact, like, I'm someone who is categorized as positive, and I know myself. I know that I'm not positive all the time. And so when I go through something and somebody's like, oh, it wasn't a big deal, you're strong. And that was something that I dealt with last year. I went through one of like the darkest times in my life in a very small scale. And, you know, and I think that a lot of the times people are like, oh, it's okay, you're strong, get over it in a way. And I realized that was the first time that I had that, like, can you just like let me just like sit in the puddle, like let in the puddle of tears, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not strong. And I almost wanted to tell that to like myself and the people, like, I'm not strong, feel bad for me in a way, you know? Yeah. Is there moments that you went through that where you're just like, you got frustrated at the people around you or?
Yeah. Well, you know what it was? I think whenever we see somebody going through whatever their challenge may be, we project on them our own, either our own story about what they're going through or our story of how we would handle that situation. So we just project without really listening and finding out, like, are you okay? You know, check in on your strong friends. I know we've all seen that post somewhere. Check in on your strong friends, because to your point, yeah, we may be naturally strong people, but that doesn't mean that we have moments, that we don't have moments of weakness, right? So for me, I didn't have, it was such a public death that so many people knew about it that I was just getting opposition from all over. So I had a small group of people who really knew what I was going through, who were there with me, who allowed me to be everything that I needed to be. But what I found was, and I didn't realize this until, I think it was almost like 2 years. I was thinking about this the other day. I think it was almost 2 years after Richard died that I was thinking to myself, and I remembered, I kept telling myself this story. You cannot fall down. You cannot break because no one will be there to pick you up. So I was literally training. That was a belief that I was creating in my mind that was creating walls and barriers from people really coming and being that compassionate friend that they wanted to be. Because I just kept throwing up, don't be an emotional burden to other people. Don't tell them what you're going through. Nobody's going to understand. This was creating all these walls. But I think that generally speaking, you are a positive person. Most people do say, oh, you know, chin up, buttercup, you'll get through this. And it's like, that's where we need to adjust and see that human to human, we all go through tough times. And just because we are, we'll say 75% or more positive, you know, most of the time, it's not that we don't feel those emotions. So like, just lean in. When you see a friend, whether you think they're strong or not, I would just say lean into that.
Man, yeah. The whole thing about you almost creating like a narrative for yourself, right? I think as humans, we do that all the time. And it's crazy how much we can drag that on. I mean, 2 years of you having that narrative of, you know, like, I have to get myself back up because nobody's going to be there for me. I know that I've had those moments, and it's so crazy because I look back and I'm like, crap, like, I'm still going through it. Like, you know, and I want to get into this with you a little because you are a woman of faith, and that it's crazy that when our faith is so strong, yet we go through something, it's almost like hard to lean into that, like into our faith. How did you?
Well, it's just not, you don't lean into it in a pretty way. Because I leaned into my faith extra hard because I was like, hey, Jesus, we need to talk. Like, if you let this happen, then clearly you knew I was going to be talking your ear off. So let's go ahead. Let's get, I mean, I just talked to him like God to me is a friend, is, you know, a business partner, is like, it's everything. I can just like talk, is my partner in every aspect of my life. So when I went through that, I did lean into my faith, but not in this beautiful way where I was like, oh, okay, Jesus, thank you for giving us heaven. I was like, no, bro, I need to understand why this is happening. Like, talk to me. I would say, and I still say this sometimes when I'm so confused, I'm like, I pray really bold prayers. And I'm like, I need you to be audible to me to the point where I cannot doubt that this is you speaking truth into my life. Like, I don't want to have any shadows of doubt. So get clear with me. I need this. And if you really need me, right, in this world, because I think that God gives us all a gift. He gives us a talent, but it's supposed to be our gift to the world, right? So I'm like, if you're asking me to show up in this world, you need to tell me how. Because right now I don't even see it. I don't see it. I don't get it. I don't like it. This is not a part of what I wanted in my story. But if you've allowed this, then give me clarity to see how I can, like, basically take these lemons and make lemonade, right? And so even though I did lean into my faith, it wasn't pretty.
Oh my God. Oh man, I have so much to say about that. Yeah, it's hard because it's like we want God to be who he is, our rock. And but at times it's just like when we go through things, it's like, well, why did I go through this? What are you putting me through? Why? You know, it's frustrating. Like we want to just hit a wall. But you did say something that was really powerful. You know, you made lemonade from these lemons, right? And that is your entire story right now of, you know, losing your husband and using that moment of just tragedy to doing something that you love. And before we got on this call, you know, I asked you if you work on Saturdays and you said, yes, I do, because I love what I do. And so as somebody who helps people with their mindset, like, how do you feel about, you know, turning something that was tragic into now something that is helping other people? Like, not many people do that, you know, not many people can make that shift, make something bad into something positive. So when was the moment that you're like, I want to, with my story, I want to help other people?
Well, so again, it wasn't like I chose this. I feel like I had a lot of suddenly changes in my life. I ask God that all the time. Why is this happening? And I think he knows, because I enjoy comfort. And so I change, I'm okay, I can adapt, but I do not like quick changes. It's very uncomfortable for all of us, right? So when I realized that I wanted to use this experience to help others, I had just gotten fired from my job. So like that first year, I know I left out a lot of my story, but there's enough of it out there. You guys can find it. You can watch my TED Talk. I talk about all of this. But from the first, after Richard died, in that first year, I ended up losing my house, my car, and my job was the last big straw that just broke my back. So it was maybe 14 months after he died. When I lost my job, I was devastated. It rocked my confidence. I was like, how am I going to be a stable single parent if I don't have any income? Like I was a mess. So I like picked up my little box of belongings and I walked down to my car and I was sobbing. And I don't know if you've ever cried so hard where like your neck hurts and your jaw hurts and you're just like, I can't even cry. I mean, everything is running, right? It's disgusting. But so I'm crying my eyes out and I'm sitting in the car and I realize at some point, several minutes had passed, that this was an opportunity to change directions. Mm-hmm. Up to this point, working in corporate America served a really good purpose. But now the most important thing to me was being able to put my son first. As a single parent, I don't want anything to get in between caring for my son. And if I'm an entrepreneur, then I can make whatever flexible schedule I want to be there for every birthday, every nurse phone call, all of that, right? So even though I was devastated by that experience, I saw that it just pushed me onto a new path that I never would have had the courage to take that leap and pursue on my own. And so since I had gone through about a year of healing, and I mean glimpses of healing, what was clear to me, even though I didn't know how it was going to happen, was in that year I met a lot of people who were going through different struggles. And my sister, one of my sisters being an example, she was going through a divorce at the same time that Richard died, and I saw similarities in our emotional distress. So I thought to myself, like, grief is so much more than a death. It is all different changes and losses that just, it's when life throws us a curveball, right? When we expect things to be different or better or more, and it doesn't turn out that way. So when I saw that, I was like, well, hold on. I am doing some things that are helping me a little bit. I think I should just start talking to people about grief. Like, can we just normalize grief? And that's when I just head first jumped into it. I did I started a business of recruiting just to kind of put like food on the table, you know, keep the lights on, stuff like that. But it was when I was let go from my job that I thought to myself, I'm going to pursue something that has meaning. I wanted to teach people what I was learning through my pain, because for me, I felt like that would redeem that story of tragedy.
Right. Oh my God. That's so intense. I was like, Carla, don't cry. I think it's so hard for, you know, yeah, there's always something that we lose, right? And I think either it being small or big, you know, I know that in the beginning I was like, I went through something last year, not as big as this, you know, and I think a lot of the times our little grieves, big or small, there's moments that we're like, oh, well, I need to get over it because it wasn't that big of a deal, right? To the world, it might not be a big deal of something that you've lost, but for us, like, I know for me, there's been things that I've lost in my life where I'm just like, Still processing it, still not over it. It was change. I wasn't used to this change. I wasn't expecting this change. Maybe I got myself into this change, but I didn't think my life was headed this way. So what would you tell to someone who has had a tragic change of some sort, big or small, and they're going through the, I didn't expect this in my life. I wasn't planning on this.
Yeah. I actually just, it's funny that you're asking me this because I didn't have, it wasn't planned, but this is a question that I get asked a lot. Like, where do I start? And so I wrote this mini guidebook and it's called Now What? So when you find yourself in a situation and you're like, now what do I do? Like, where do I go from here? And so I'll tell you what the three phases are. So the first phase is the ugly mess. You just got to face it. All of those hard emotions, that's usually where we get off track, right? Because we try to ignore and suppress all of the emotions and then they come back up years later, right? We're basically just waiting for that to come back later because it hasn't gone anywhere. It delays our healing. So the first thing is like facing those ugly emotions. And there are different steps you can do to do that. But one of them is like when you feel like crying because you feel sad, honor that, right? Invite that in because I feel like tears are just healing waters. And they also, science shows, they release toxic emotions. So it can be facing the ugly mess. It can be as simple as like crying when you feel that urge. And then you start to, as you find that, okay, these feelings are not going to cripple me. They're not going to stifle me. They're actually making me feel a little more powerful because I'm understanding them. Then you move into the transition period. And the transition period is weird because it's like this like tension between I'm really close to the devastation that I just felt and it still doesn't feel good, but I don't feel completely crippled by it. I'm actually starting to feel a little more hopeful because I can see that, oh, there are things that are still ahead in my future, right? Oh, I got through a couple of days of hard times. So you find yourself between this tension of that fresh pain, but also being hopeful about the future. And then the third phase comes, and there isn't like a linear or straight path to this. It fluctuates based on the person and life experiences, but it definitely happens in this order. And so that last phase is the rebuild. It's where you're like, okay, life is not stopped because I went through this. I am not going to lose time being angry, being bitter, being sad. And you start to get this new, like, perspective of life that everything that you've gone through is either for your good or for your growth. And I wholeheartedly believe that. And so whether it was that you lost a friend and you guys have been friends for 25 years, where you're going, maybe that person isn't supposed to be on your path anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Or you lost a job and you were like, no, this was all of my stability. And you're like, I actually hated that job and it was holding me back from leaning into my true talents. So whatever that may be, it's like you can kind of find that perspective because as you're rebuilding your life, you accept where you are, which we just talked about. You accept where you are as a starting point and you start to have this perspective that you can create the life that you want regardless of what has happened around you. And then you just get so it's like new oxygen.
I love that.
Like, right? You're just like, wait a minute, like this right here. And then even though you feel the pain and you recognize the pain, because anything we've gone through, like I feel like we never stop grieving. We just learn how to manage it in our lives. It'll come in different waves. But because you've rebuilt yourself, you've rebuilt your mindset, you've rebuilt your emotional stability, you've rebuilt this new perspective, when those hard times come, now you know how to navigate them.
Oh my God.
I think that between like those three phases, you get a lot of tools that help you say, okay, yeah, I've been through something, but I'm going to use it to bring good in my life and to those around me.
Wow. From what I took from that pain, hope perspective and just having that in your mind when you're going through something, like feel the pain. And I think a lot of the times we do ignore that. Again, we say it's not a big deal, like, or it can be a big deal, but it's almost like, get over it. You tell yourself, I got to get over it because then I don't want to lean into the weakness, into the darkness. So that's tough. So thank you so much for sharing that. I do have a few questions for you. I want to wrap this up, but if you guys want to know Karen's entire story, I'll link it in the description, but go check out her TEDx, bring a box of tissues and just go check her out on all of that. But I'll share all about her towards the end. I want to know though, one question that I ask all the time is, how do you want people to know you? Like, what do you want them to remember you as?
When I think about the way that I'm living my life, I want it to be a reflection of hope, because I think hope leaves room for the pain that life brings, right? It's acknowledging that life is not going to be perfect, but I can still be hopeful for the future. But it's not just hope. I also want people to see this, like, I call it buoyant joy, because I remember feeling like I was in a storm and I was the boat being, you know, tossed around in these huge waves of just everything, you know, again, grief, anger, devastation, all of that. So I'm being tossed around, but I just felt this anchor and I knew that I wasn't moving, even though above the surface, everything around me was swirling. And I realized it was because my joy and my faith in our creator was that everything was going to be okay. Like, we always get through storms. We have to think about this. We have to keep perspective. We always get through the things that we go through, right? It's just how we're getting through it. So for me, what was holding on to what I felt anchored in was that joy. And I knew that I was being tossed around, but my joy was like, it was just able to keep me really, really anchored and grounded. And then last but not least, I really want people to see that you can take something bad. And when you just surrender to the flow of life, that you can use that for good. So in each of these categories, it's like acknowledging that, yeah, there's pain that you're going to go through, but how you respond to it is completely within your control. And that's really what shapes your quality of life.
I love that. Oh my God. If you guys are dealing with something heavy, I feel you need to go to Karen. You just need to just have her vibes into your life. It's so funny because anytime you pop onto my Instagram feed, you know, Instagram algorithm is horrible, but anytime there's just a Karen post, I'm like, oh, I love her. She is just all full of joy. And that's how I see you. When I see you, I think of that word, joy, peace. Like freedom, you know, freedom of just like letting go of the pain and taking life by the horns, you know. But I want to ask you one last question. It's my favorite one. This entire podcast is about living well. And when I say living well, it's really focusing on your mindset, focusing on becoming better spiritually, physically, mentally. But being bold, I feel like that is something that we all have a definition of what is to be bold. So what do you think is, what does being bold mean to you?
Living life on your terms and just being okay with that. I really strongly feel that nobody can understand your life, your desires, even your talents. Nobody will be able to understand it. So how can they ever understand the path that you're on? How could they ever understand the choices that you make? If you have a clean heart, then be bold in all of the things that you want to do in life, because guess what? Time keeps on ticking regardless of all the things that come against us. So being bold is just being true to yourself, regardless of other people's opinions or judgment, or even the comparison trap that we all fall in when we see how other people are living their life. Don't worry about that. Be bold in living your life. That's what I think it is.
I love that, man. The comparison thing hit me like the wind. It is intense how much we do that to ourselves, and we don't ever know what people are going through, good or bad, you know, or how they got there. So to compare your journey with theirs, when you just see something either online or hear a simple story about their life, or, you know, see them and feel like they have it all together, or maybe don't, you just can't compare, you know. It's hurtful to them. It's almost like a slap to the face of them as a person, really knowing them and what they went through, but also to yourself. So that was really powerful. Karen, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast and saying yes. Like, as I told you, I've been so selective, and I think that's like stopped me from, you know, really having podcasts every week. But I just want my guests who are on this to really, to be vulnerable, not be afraid to share their story. And clearly, you have shared your story with the world. So being able to give me a few minutes and share it, you know, with my audience, I really do appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Where can they find you? Is there anything that you have going on right now that you want people to know about? I'd love to hear that.
Yes. So like I said, I do have my first book, and it's a mini book because I wanted it to be a quick read. Now What? So that is coming out next month in October. But if you go to my website, KarenAllen.co, then you'll be able to find all the good stuff. I mean, I have a growth mindset toolkit. I have downloads. I have tons of free stuff because I just really feel like if we have the tools, then we can be better.
Awesome. So Karen, you mentioned KarenAllen.com, right?
Okay. .co.
.co. Well, I'll link everything down below and then you guys can go follow her. She's a cool mom, by the way, because she makes some amazing reels that are fun and full of life. Love watching them. Reels, by the way, is a new TikTok, in case you're like, what is Reels?
I love TikTok. I don't think I can leave. I know people are bashing it, but honestly, I just love that you can find the coolest stuff on there, and their algorithm is, I don't know, it's more for me. I want real fun. I don't want like curated perfection. So I love that.
I just started really like owning TikTok, like where I'm like, I'm gonna be weird and just dance and try all the filters yesterday. So yes, go follow her on TikTok. I'll put everything down in the description. Karen, thank you so much for your time. Love having you here, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the podcast in its entirety. I really hope that you guys enjoyed listening to Karen's story and really just got value from it. Be sure to go check out her website, her Instagram. She's constantly posting motivational content, like I said. And I would just send her a DM if you guys are interested in her coaching. She just will really, really help you guys if you're dealing with grief by losing someone or something. Like I mentioned in the podcast, last year was a really hard year for me, and just being able to find her content really helped me through a lot. But I also want to be sharing different resources for you guys. So last year I decided to hire a therapist, and it was the first time I had ever tried anything like that, and it helped me so, so much. I hired a therapist online through BetterHelp, and this is not really sponsored by it, this podcast, although they had sponsored me previously on YouTube. But if you guys go, you'll get a discount, and I just really want you guys to go check it out. So I'll leave that description down below. It is an affiliate link. I'm pretty transparent with that. So, you know, if you can't sign up, don't worry about it. But the resource is there. I mean, when I finally decided to book a therapist using BetterHelp, my life changed. I was dealing with a lot of guilt of things that I've didn't really feel proud of, and I felt like I had lost a big part of myself, and I really needed someone to talk to, and they helped me. My therapist, Maria from BetterHelp, helped me. So anyways, guys, be sure to check out those resources, and also check out our Instagram. I say our because it's a community. I hired someone on my team recently who helped me for a few months, and Whitney, just want to shout you out because you did an incredible job. I am taking over now, but man, it was really awesome to have somebody who believed in this brand and this community and you guys. So thanks again, Whitney. Anyways, guys, I will leave you guys with that. But I definitely want to say that if you're grieving, it's okay to feel, it's okay to speak up, it's okay to not be okay. Love having you guys be a part of this community. I will talk to you guys later.